Hey Explorers, we're taking a little break from the podcast, but to tide you over, we are rebroadcasting a couple of our episodes. The first one is episode 270, where we talk about Studio Ghibli Park, which is near the city of Nagoya. And this is in anticipation when we're going to record a new episode talking about the new areas that opened, Witch Valley, which opened on March 16th, 2024, and also the Princess Mononoke Village, which opened on November 1st, 2023. So enjoy the rebroadcast of this episode, and we'll see you when we're back.
Welcome to episode 270 of the TDR Now podcast, the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland. And you know what? A lot of other magical lands as well. we're coming to you directly from Japan. You can find us basically under TDR Explore. If you search that, you will find so much content. You'll find videos. You'll find TikToks, is that what you call it? You'll find Instagram stuff. You'll find everything. So search TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am the one drinking sake at a sake tasting. And I was educated that sake goes well with foreign food as well as Japanese food. And with me, as always, is the amazing Chris. Hello.
Hi. That was a very weird thing to be told.
Sake goes well with foreign food. There's a big education campaign, I guess, to get foreigners to buy sake.
It's just weird to call it foreign food.
Yes. Like, it goes well with lots of different kinds of food. So if you want to try sake with your hometown dish, you can probably find one that pairs well with it.
Sure, I'm sure. I'm sure you can. I'm Chris. I'm the other person here.
What's going on? I don't
know. Oh, man. I'm visiting far off lands, which we're going to be talking about today.
Yes.
Went to a different quote unquote theme park. There's air quotes for that, and we'll get into that.
Is it actually called a theme park?
That's what's being advertised as.
Okay. Is that in the name though? Because I feel like
Ghibli
that's
Park.
Okay, I was about to say that's a press thing. Because okay, we'll get into it. Okay,
we'll get into it. Well, yeah. Sorry, I'm still focused on this whole sake goes well with foreign food.
It does. Even quesadillas.
What? I don't. Oh man, I feel like we need to unpack that.
I'll talk about it on the bonus episode.
Oh my. Okay, I'm going to ask you about that on the bonus episode.
Okay,
for sure. Because I have thoughts. I have thoughts on this.
Me too.
Speaking of bonus episodes, if you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow, where we have different perks for supporting the show, including our bonus episodes. So we have 6 years worth of bonus episodes. So we have a lot of content in the backlog if you want to go and check that out. Again, it's at patreon.com/TDRnow. Let's just get into it. Ghibli Park, it's open. It just opened November 1st.
Yes.
Way over in Nagoya in Aichi Prefecture.
Yes.
Which is not a place you would think this would open. Well, even though I guess they technically had like a piece of
They had
Ghibli.
Some things there.
They had some stuff there, so. But yeah, Nagoya, they're trying to make Nagoya a vacation destination, it seems like, because you know, we have Legoland there, which I also went to in the same trip, which we'll talk about another time. We also have Nagashima Spa Land in the same area. And then we have Ghibli Park. So, you know, there's things to do. And of course, there's Nagoya Castle, which is nice.
There's a spa land. I want to go there.
Nagashima Spa Land. I wanted to go this time, but we just didn't have the time or the energy, let's be honest.
Do they have hotels like at the spa place?
I think so. In that area.
Yes.
I know like roller coaster people love Nagashima Spa Land because they have some world renowned roller coasters there. That's an amusement park, not a theme park. That one is an amusement park. There's a difference between the two. Ghibli Park is now open. and I got to go for 2 hours.
Oh my God, Chris, why?
Oh my goodness. Well, let's talk about these tickets.
Okay.
So at first they were lottery only. That's very common in Japan. Popular things will be a lottery, right? Because so many people want to go. So we applied for the lottery. I did win tickets for one of the three things there, which we'll get into in a second. And it was like, I think it was Youth Hill is what we won the ticket for. And I thought, well, I don't want to go all the way to Nagoya, spend all this money just to go to one of three places in Ghibli Park, because there's three separate places right now. There's going to be five eventually, but they're all separate admission.
Yes.
And Youth Hill is like very small. It's literally just a house. And I wanted to go to the Ghibli's Grand Warehouse where most of the, a lot of the exhibits are. And so like I thought, well, there's no point in going. So I just kind of let the ticket go because there was no way to like give it away or anything like that. So it's, it was tied to my name and everything and they checked that stuff. So I just had to pay for the ticket and let it go. The ticket was only 2,000 yen. So I thought, well, fine, whatever. But then general admission tickets did go on sale and we were able to score tickets for the end of November. And we were only able to get the Ghibli Grand Warehouse for 3 o'clock. There was like different time slots. I think there was like 10. I think it was like every hour or every 2 hours or something, like 10, 12. Well, I guess not, I don't know, whatever. There's time slots like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, whatever. We got like the final time slot, right?
It's so weird.
Because, the park closed like, at 5.
Yeah.
Right? And we paid the same amount as everyone else who went in earlier.
Right.
Which was a little frustrating to think about. And the other thing for the tickets as of right now, they are not available if you do not live in Japan. You have to buy them through this Japanese ticket website called Buwoo and Lawson. That's the only way to buy them. And tickets go on sale like 3 months in advance. So in December, the tickets for March are going to go on sale. And on the Ghibli website, they do say that they are going to make tickets available at some point for overseas visitors. We don't know when that's going to be. So yeah, that was probably the first hurdle.
I have a question. Like the Ghibli Museum, like the one that's in the Tokyo area, it's also a time slot, right?
Yes.
But you have to leave after a certain point, right?
No, they don't really check.
Oh, really? What is the point of the time slots then?
Stagger people, I guess. Like for the Ghibli Museum in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Like if you got there at 10, I would not fathom staying there until 5. There's not that much to do. Like you can do the whole thing in like 4 hours if you really wanted to, or even less. With the Ghibli Grand Warehouse, it's an amped up version of the museum. There's plenty of things to do and 2 hours is not enough.
Yeah.
It is definitely not enough. Like I would say at least 4 to 5 hours minimum to just like be able to get through everything that's in there.
I feel like that option shouldn't have been available right now that it's like sold out. I feel like that option is probably for later a good option for locals that just want to visit the park and they want something to do while they're in the park for a couple of hours, like before they leave.
Yeah.
Would probably be a good option, but like for now it doesn't seem to make sense. Like if it was like how they usually do time slots for different events where you they let people in for a certain time and then that time it the time allotted is finished and then they the people leave and then you let in the next group, like to me that would make sense because there would be less people and you could do things faster, you know what I mean? It's so weird.
And also the tickets, They're 2,000 yen. So they're not like they're not stupid cheap, but they're not expensive either. We only had 2 hours in there, and definitely 2 hours is not enough because there's a lot of like photo op places. There's exhibits to look at. Like there's a whole section that's just dedicated to like these proper photo ops of all these popular Ghibli films. Like there's like 14 in total in this one exhibit alone. So that takes some time. And then there's also an exhibit that shows like different movie posters in different languages and things like that, like all the different artwork and all that. That takes some time. Then there's also a film as well, just like the Ghibli Museum. There's also a film in the Ghibli Park that you get to watch. There's a cafe, there's a food stand, and there's other like kind of random photo opportunities or like exhibits as well that are like little stand, like one-off things.
Yeah.
And then there's also places to wander as well. Like there's an alleyway, there's different staircases and stuff. And there's also like a child area where like the cat bus is and like a bunch of other stuff that's meant for children. And you're not allowed to take photos in there or video just because there's a lot of children in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
There's plenty to do. But yeah, definitely 2 hours is not enough. Like 4 or 5, like definitely. That I felt like if I had 4 hours, I probably would have been able to do everything. But I really just got to do some of the photo op areas. Everything had lines, right? There was lines everywhere. Oh, and there's also the merchandise shop. Lines for the merchandise, lines for the food, lines for all the photo ops, lines for all the exhibits. There weren't lines for the movie because the movie was like at a specific time. So you just kind of queued up, you know, 10 minutes before it started to be let in. It was just very busy. I don't know how that's going to work in the future because if the tickets are sold out, is it always going to be like that? Like if tickets are continuously selling out, is this how it's going to be? Right? I don't know.
Like it's so close to opening that's part of why it's so crowded. It's really out there.
Like I don't know if we're going to have the same like museum type of, like, you know, how the tickets would always sell for the museum. Like
I highly doubt it. I think it's just that this is the first year that it's open.
First month, right?
Exactly. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like you have to realize the Ghibli Museum is in the Tokyo area.
Yeah.
Much so easier. There's always people, you know.
Much more accessible. So yeah, the Ghibli Park is 45 minutes from Nagoya. So there's two trains you have to take from Nagoya Station. You get on the, I think it's a Yamaguchi? No. I don't know. The yellow line. There's a yellow line that goes from Nagoya Station and you have to take it all the way to the end. And that's a good half an hour.
It's out there.
It's out there. And then you switch to another train line. And then that's another 15, 20 minutes. So, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. So it's not close. And once you get out there, Ghibli Park is inside an existing park, which is called the Expo 2005 Aichi Commemorative Park.
Right. It has three names. It has like three different names. Like one for like, I think there's like three different entrances.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you type in Ghibli Park or the Expo Park, it'll
come up.
Come up.
Yeah. So, and for Ghibli Park, there's three sections right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ghibli's Grand Warehouse, which is where I went. There's Youth Hill. And then there's also the Dondoko Forest, which is like a kid's like outdoor playground themed after Totoro.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually there's going to be a Princess Mononoke area. And then there's going to be another one as well. And those aren't opening until like 2023 and 2024. And they're all separate tickets. So it's like, that's not a traditional theme park. So when people say theme park, when they talk about this, it's not a theme park in a traditional sense. Like it's more of an amped up museum.
I would call it, and just because it's the Expo Park, I would call them pavilions because that's what this is. And that's why I wanted to know, is it Ghibli calling it a theme park or is it the press calling it a theme park? Because this is not a theme park. These are pavilions.
Ghibli calls it a theme park and they say
that's it's wild.
It's not like your regular theme park. You're meant to take it slow.
Yeah.
I've had many people ask like, oh, what are the rides like? There's no rides. There's no rides. Like, I just want to make that very clear. There are no rides in this place. Mostly photo ops, food, and merchandise, and just artwork to enjoy Ghibli and just being immersed in the... It's really well designed. Like, it's really beautiful inside. Like, they did a good job with that. It feels like Ghibli. There's a lot of little details everywhere. I've seen the Ghibli films, but... You know, I'm not going to recognize everything that is going on in there because there's just so much to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of overwhelming, but it's kind of cool at the same time. I really like the, I never get this name right, Areti at any, like the little
Arrietty?
Thumb-sized woman.
Yeah.
I was going to say some Thumbelina, but that's a different movie. They have a whole section like that. And that was really cool because you feel like you're that size. Like everything was oversized and it was just like really well done. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. And there's like these different alleyways that had all these different like artwork from different Ghibli films and stuff. And then they had like the soldiers from the tall robot soldiers, right? They had those mm-hmm. there. They had a thing with Yubaba. They had a thing with Yubaba there. And then the photo op areas were really cool as well. Like very, I guess, you know, Instagram worthy, I guess. But they are pretty cool. Like I'll admit, it's pretty cool to be able to sit on the train with no face and get your picture taken. Uh-huh. I think that's pretty cool.
Like that's what I hear. I hear the three reasons for people to go are the photo ops, merch, and if you have really small children.
Yeah.
But they don't let strollers, so that's an issue. But
I don't know about the stroller thing.
It's not allowed in they're not allowed inside.
It's kind of tight in there. They do have elevators, so for accessibility wise, they do have elevators. But they had like there's a lot of just like little steps in places. Like, you know, one like three or four steps to get up to the next like part. So there's a lot of that. I was rushing around so much I couldn't really look at everything, you know, like I couldn't look at every single little detail. Cause yeah, we only had 2 hours. Probably and this pains me to say, and I wish I didn't have to say this. The food was probably the biggest disappointment.
That's the other thing I heard, that the food is terrible.
I didn't really get to try anything because most of it was sold out by the time I got there.
It might have saved you.
Which was pretty disappointing. Most of the stuff was sold out. I tried like a banana chocolate crepe, which was like...
It's a banana chocolate crepe.
Yeah, you can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Like there was like a special like kind of a fruit pizza and like some other like stuff inspired from different films. They're all sold out, so I couldn't try any of it. I mean, even at the food stand inside, the Anko sandwich, the sweet red bean sandwich, that was sold out as well. So I didn't even get to try that. I did try the milk, which is just milk. And it came in like a cute little like glass with a cat on it. I'm not sure what Aww. Film it was from. But it was, you know, the design on it was very Ghibli, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't get to keep the glass. Like you put it back. Like, mm-hmm. You recycle it or... You know, kind of like the onsen, right? When you go to the onsen, you have milk afterwards, and you put the glass bottle back into the crate. That's basically what you do here. So yeah, I don't have a lot of opinions on the food because I didn't get to try it, which is unfortunate. The merchandise, there was a lot of exclusive merchandise, but the store was very busy, uncomfortably busy. Like I'm talking Duffy merch release day busy.
No. What was the merch like though? Like what kind of things
they had some really nice designs. Like there was a lot of really nice stuff. Uh-huh. The problem was half of it was sold out.
Oh.
A lot of the stuff that I really would have bought was all gone. So like obviously very popular. Like a lot of the t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like they had a lot of exclusive t-shirts that said like Ghibli Park or Ghibli's Grand Warehouse and had like these grand Ghibli designs on them, which are really cool. Mm-hmm. Like I would have bought that in a heartbeat. But they didn't have any left.
Oh.
And like when I say t-shirts, they probably had a good 10 to 15 designs.
This time was like a shame, but I think next time you go, they'll probably mm-hmm. be much more merch.
Yeah.
Like they'll probably have the t-shirts in stock more.
And also too, like I don't want to be too harsh because I know it's the first month and they haven't really done this before. No, you
should
be.
They should have stuff.
No, let me finish. I'm just saying that... Maybe they didn't they underestimated how popular some of these items were going to be. And they sold out. Going into it, I expected to miss things and things to be sold out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went in expecting that and, you know, I was kind of right. So I hope next time I go, whenever that is, I don't know when that's going to be, that, you know, they do have some of these things back in stock and they kind of figure out what is popular, what is not, so they can keep proper stock. Because I understand they're not going to know what people are going to gravitate towards, especially within the first month.
And the thing is, too, that I think a lot of people don't realize is that this is the countryside and things are very different in the countryside versus the city. So I think the ops will be very, very different
mm-hmm.
from going into an area with more people, and it's probably a lot for them to get used to because they've had Ghibli exhibits before, like they've had like the house from Totoro, and they probably never had to deal with crowds like this. So it's probably a massive adjustment. You have to realize this is like in the middle of nowhere. Okay, like this is very, very much in the countryside. So this is like a big change for them.
Yeah, Nagoya is what, I think the fourth biggest city in Japan?
But it's not in Nagoya. It's 45 minutes away from Nagoya.
Just to give context, like Nagoya is like the fourth biggest city, which is 2 million people. But compared to like Osaka, Tokyo, it's minuscule. Right? Yeah. And then leaving further out of Nagoya, even smaller, right?
It's really countryside.
Very different, very different. You know what? I didn't really think to look at for English stuff. Again, I was rushing and I just kind of like, I had a lot of tunnel vision because I was trying to do as much as I could. I don't recall seeing a lot of English. And staff did not. But you know what? I didn't think to try. I just spoke in Japanese because, well, you know, I live here. So that's what I default to now, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't really have the time, the luxury of time to like test, like, oh, can they do this in English? You know, I didn't have that luxury of time to try that out. Don't know. I really don't.
I want to say more than English, the thing that I would really, really want to know more about is like mobility. Like if somebody has mobility issues, will they be able to get around or not?
Mm. Yeah, like I said, there was elevators.
But if you have like three steps that you have to go up and you have like a wheelchair, you know, it's not so easy.
I mean, like when I say that, it's like the middle part of it that has all that. The outer edge, there's no stairs. And then once you're on the first floor, that's where a lot of other stuff is. There's no stairs there. So I think it's like the middle part would be the challenge.
Right.
But like, that's not where most of the stuff is, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then again, I didn't pay as much attention as I would had loved to. They're going to have growing pains for the next little while. They have to figure some stuff out. I did enjoy it for the small time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy it. It was very beautiful. It really was. And despite not being able to buy, you know, get the things I wanted to get, which is very first world problem, like whatever.
I have a question. Were you able to go to see like the distance between the different areas?
We did go there like 2 hours before. Mm-hmm. Well, we went there at 1 o'clock. We got there for 1 because we wanted to check out the park itself, like the commemorative park before going to the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The park is huge.
Yeah, I know.
Very huge.
The World Expo there. Yeah.
It's massive. Youth Hill is closer to the station than the Ghibli Grand Warehouse, but they're kind of like really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Youth Hill and the warehouse. Right. You can see them across from each other. You can see the construction for the other place, I think the Princess Mononoke area. You can see it being built. And then the Dondoko Forest is a bit of a trek.
Mm-hmm.
And the quickest way to get there is a hiking trail.
Yeah.
Which is not accessible if you have a wheelchair or a stroller at all. But they do have buses. Like there's buses that go around the entire park. So that's an option.
So if people are buying time slots to, let's say it's not sold out and they can get time slots to different areas in the future, they might want to keep the travel time in mind.
Yeah. I wish I had like a good strategy for that, because I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would like do the Ghibli Grand Warehouse as early as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Do that first and then leave the other ones last. But like, I don't know how it's going to work once the other places open as well. If everything closes at 5,
mm-hmm.
like how are you going to be able to do all these things? There's a lot to, like at that point, there'll be even more to do. So I don't know. Well, we'll have to wait and see how it all goes. Like I said, I did enjoy seeing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all very well designed. They did a really good job with that. They just have like some operational things they need to work on, and you know, they're in their first month, so it's gonna take some time. Hopefully they figure it out. Merchandise I can forgive for selling out. Food, need to figure that out, because it's kind of like, it looks kind of bad when you go to a restaurant, it's like half the stuff is sold out. Like, oh, okay.
like, to be honest, like, even on the outskirts of Tokyo, like, when you go to, what was that zoo we went to one time? The zoo that has, like, the wooden roller coaster. I forgot what it's called. It's, like, kind of, like, on the outskirts of Tokyo. Like, the even Tachikawa? There. Oh, I don't know what it is. I don't remember. Like, we almost, like, suffocated in the Ferris wheel because there was, like, no circulation and it was, like, middle of summer. It was crazy, but it was great. It was really fun, but like we learned not to ride Ferris wheels in summertime. But even like places like that, and that's like right on the outskirts of Tokyo, like it also I think had like a 5 o'clock-ish closing time or something, and a lot of the food sells out. You know, it's just like I think common for those kind of venues.
Yeah, but I think I've said this like 3 times now. It is basically just an amped up version of the museum. That's pretty much what it is. Is it worth going to? Not right now, I would say. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially if you live outside the country, don't stress about trying to get tickets because it's not going to happen. Unless you have someone here that knows what they're doing.
I mean, the listeners could be living here too, around
and
Japan.
If you do live here, you can try and get tickets. Just be aware of how it's going to be once you get there. Of course, I only went once. That is just my experience. Like, my experience could have been completely different if I was there for 10 o'clock. Like, if I was able to go in at 10 o'clock to the warehouse, right? The fact that I just had that 2-hour window and I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, I don't know what we're doing. Let's just do this first.
Let's go. And I think, like, something to think about, too, if you have small children and you're traveling there, just be aware you can't bring your strollers inside, which I've heard a few complaints from people with small kids. So just be aware of that before you go.
Fair enough. I will have a video up on our YouTube channel so you can check out all the nice stuff that you can see in there and the stuff that I was able to film. You're not able to film everywhere.
Yeah.
Which obviously makes sense. Like there's a film in there, can't film that, of course. And they were kind of strict on the exhibits as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stuff that I had, like that was meant for children, there was no filming allowed in there either. So I didn't do that. You know, is what it is. There's also a Ghibli, unofficial Ghibli cafe that's in Nagoya as well, called Kodama, which was really good because we went to that after the fact. The food was really good. Before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, and Marina.
And thank you to Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
And remember, rate and review us on, you know, whatever platform you listen to us on. You know what to do. Give us those 5 stars. And if you're not subscribed or following, make sure you hit that button so you don't miss any of our new episodes. You can find us up on our website at tdrexplore.com and also a video of the Ghibli Park up on our YouTube channel as well under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. Oh boy, I'm the one that needs to do a round 2 for the Ghibli Park. Because, yeah, 2 hours was not enough. Oy, I missed a lot. Anyway, joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
You guys, I hope you get a chance to check it out sometime soon. And Nagoya itself is really, really interesting. They have like a lot of cool stuff to see. Like I want to go to the Shirakawa village. I'm like, really? It's like my dream. It looks like fairy houses. It's so beautiful. and they have lots of great food and it sounds like a fun time. So go check it out.
Yes, the one food that you need to try when you go to Nagoya is their miso tonkatsu is what they're known for.
Yeah.
One of their dishes, which is really good. They have like this famous chain called Yabatan.
Mm-hmm.
Yabatan. And it's their mascot's a pig. And I think he's in like a sumo wrestling. Like, is it a fundoshi? Is that what they call it?
Maybe.
Like the underwear thing. I'm not sure what the proper name is for it. But, you know, he's pig's not wearing a top and he has like, you know, the fundoshi thing below.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an anime. Like when we were in the restaurant, there was an anime playing of the characters. Like they made a whole story out of this, the pig character. Is his name Yabatan? I don't know. Anyway, it was like, it was very like Sazae-san. Is that what it's called? It was kind of like that. But I'm talking, it was a full production. There was a theme song with like a proper like anime opening with a theme song, like a J-rock song. Mm-hmm. And it was a 20-minute show. It was just like, it was wild.
Oh my god.
I watched that while I was eating my miso tonkatsu. It was a trip. Let's just put it that way.
This sounds amazing.
Make sure you have the miso tonkatsu. It's really good.
All right.
All right, explorers. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye, guys.